Hello.
Hey, Dage, Matt here, Local Flash.
Up,
how you doing?
Yeah, buddy. Good. What's up?
Good. We obviously
all
scheduled
right.
This. Just wanted to.
Yes, absolutely. So here's what I want to do. Before
mm-hmm.
I. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through you and I. And I'm going to.
Okay.
I'm not just going to call them and say, hey, I'm done. Because their pricing isn't bad. And I know you're going to do a better job. And I do want to go with you, but I want you to explain to me, I guess just in not as long as yesterday, just give me like 10 minutes and ask me, I'm going to call them and I'm going to talk to them because I have an onboarding at 1:45 and that's the
mm-hmm.
perfect place to cancel. So
mm-hmm.
it's a 45 minute time where they tell you everything, do everything, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What question should I ask them that's going to make me go, oh, you can't do that? Oh, wait, you can't do that either? Oh, you're not going to do that? Well, how can I prove that it's 45 miles? Because I've heard that it's only 5 to 10 miles. And, you know, just I
it's
want
actually,
you to give
it's
me these
actually, it's actually 25. 25 is the average is what
okay.
it really is. So if they're saying 45 or anything like, here's the deal, okay? That company...
Mm-hmm.
spun off of our company to give you like a real quick rundown. Okay.
Sure.
They tried to rip off of our company like 10 years ago, right? They're not
okay.
even close to the size of us. They try to mimic exactly what we do. And the thing
mm-hmm.
is, they're just not as good. They cut corners. They don't give you those retargeting ads. They lie. They don't even have a Google business profile. Like you can't even go read.
Right.
You know?
So that,
and so they're
yes,
hiding.
And that's
like, even
that.
If you go on their website, check this out.
Mm-hmm.
If you go on to PageHub's
yes,
website, because this is funny. Me and my boss were talking about this the other day, like after I was talked to you. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
hey, you know much about PageHub? She's like, oh, let me tell you. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
So what's up with them is this. They, on their website, say they have 42,000 clients.
Okay.
Number
you know,
one,
culture, right?
That's, of course, if my company has 13,000 and we're the biggest
oh,
in the space, you
yeah.
know, and they're trying to say on their website they have 42, it's just like, why you got to lie like that? Like, why
dude,
why do you have
man.
To say
well,
you
they...
have that many clients when you can't even be truthful on that? So, like, that's the one thing, like, I don't appreciate when people in my industry have to over-exaggerate or misrepresent or even lie about things. Like, you should be honest with people, right? And so, Dage, to me, that is why I just don't think on a lot of levels they're going to do you as good as we will ever do you, right? You know,
Bye.
First off, you know, you can't go read their reviews on Google. You can't trust that they're being honest. Like, for them to say they have 42,000, like, if I was somebody, said, there's no way. Prove to me right now you have 42,000 clients. There's just, it's impossible, mathematically
yeah.
speaking. There's not,
okay,
it's not
good.
Impossible. Yeah.
Yeah, well, let's figure this. How many
yeah.
employees do you have for 13,000 clients? And then I'm going to ask them, before asking them.
Because you can
many,
see, because, like, you can type into Google, how many employees does Local Splash
yeah,
have?
Let's find it.
By the way,
okay.
I looked up how many employees they have, right?
Uh-huh.
Local, like, it even tells us right now that they, Google says they estimated 51 to 200 employees. Okay.
200.
We actually
okay.
have,
now,
to shoot you straight, we have over 180 something employees right now actively with our company. To shoot you straight.
Really?
I don't know the exact number because it varies. Like,
okay, so if you have 180
yeah.
for 13,000, they have the same amount. Could you handle 42,000 with your manpower
yeah,
now?
No.
Okay.
Well, here, how many employees?
Even with AI,
how many
right?
employees does PageHub? Yeah, I'm right here. I'm just Googling it, and Google tells it right here.
Sure.
Okay. PageHub has 1 to 10 employees.
That's it, huh?
Yeah, it says right here. PageHub operates a small team with a revenue of less than $5 million. Like, Google
oh,
just said it right
shit.
Here. Google it right now. How many employees does PageHub have?
Yeah.
And Google will tell you right now.
That's awesome. So they're
that's
only
what's
doing
so cool
about 5 minutes.
About, like, Google right now, you can just Google anything. Google, like, didn't become the biggest thing in the world by accident, right? Just Google it.
Dude,
how many employees does PayPal have? And they say right now 1 to 10.
But they now ask Google how many clients they have. See what they say, what it says.
I don't know if, how many clients does Page Hub have? Yeah. Google might not know or tell you, but.
Right.
Says it's saying over 10,000 plus client, companies. But I don't think that's even accurate.
I don't. 5 million.
There's just no way for them to have 1 to 10 employees. But it does say that they have revenue of less than 5 million, and I definitely believe that's probably around that, because you know our company is a 2-point-something billion-dollar company. You know, I just don't think with 10 employees, they're, like I said, they're a small operation. You know, and when you deal with smaller operations, you don't necessarily get better. You actually get worse, especially in this space, right?
Because some situations it's better.
Yeah, some situation it is, some situations it's not, right? I have a whole team to hold your hand and make sure all the grunt work gets done, right? Because there's
a lot of things, and I get it.
Yeah.
For $300, I'm not going to get, what a guy.
Yeah, you're not getting the red
really
carpet
paying.
Here, but, I'm definitely giving you something reliable. I'm giving you something reliable.
Yeah.
I'm giving you something, hey, like, let's start here. We can always spend more money later. But the good
news
is.
How much is it a month right now?
$299, yeah.
Every month.
$299.
Yeah, I don't even care about Facebook for that $100. Facebook ain't worth $100 to me. You know why?
It is worth.
I know why I don't. Well, let me tell you why it's not. But for me, because I've watched last summer, all these concrete companies came out, Denver and all these places, residential, and they dropped, and their ads were dropping all over. I even was talking to a couple of them, and I'm like, man, that's some nice work. You guys do some beautiful work. Oh, thank you. I don't see them no more. So that tells me that they decided not
they
to
were
use
doing
it,
the,
and they're big.
They were doing the way, hold on, Sage, listen to this. They were doing the way that people do Facebook themselves, right? Because the way we're going to Facebook advertise is completely different than you can do yourself. Why? Well, here's why. Because we're going to show people the Facebook ad that typed in keywords in your area only. So it's specialized, right? Because we're linking Google and Facebook together, right? So what we're going to do is a very targeted ad. Remember that we call it the retargeting ad for a reason, right? Because what happens, Dage, is the only people that see this ad are people that typed in concrete keywords around your area.
Oh, wow.
Right? So we can choose the places. So we're not just mass blanketing Facebook, right? So the reason why those people so that's why we're doing that. $100 goes towards that retargeting ad, only the people looking for your service. So we spend every penny of that appropriately and not mishandling it, so where we're not just mass blanking it. Yes, the traditional way that everybody advertises on Facebook, that doesn't work because they're just mass blanking it, and 99% of those people that see that ad don't even want the service. But the only people that see your ad are actively people that typed in keywords in your area that relate to your business. So it's very targeted. Right. So if Nancy out there typed in, driveway repair, right? She lives near you. Every time Nancy logs on to Facebook because she didn't call you, it's going to see an ad coming from Majestic Concrete Repair Solutions, motivating her to call you from Facebook in addition to being on Google. So to shoot you straight, the way we Facebook advertise is definitely needed this day and age because it gets back in front of them. And why Facebook over anywhere else? Well, because Facebook's the second most visited platform besides Google. So obviously we want to make sure we're not just there, but we're dominating there. And how we do it is by targeted marketing like we're talking about here. And so the people that see your ad, they're not just like – it's not everybody and their grandmother. Only people looking for your service. That just sees the ad. Okay.
Well,
so you'll get response and you will get jobs off of the way we Facebook ad. Like, you will get work off of that. So, yes, you get both of that in my package all at once.
Yeah, okay.
So the question becomes,
the
question becomes, look, with me versus them, it's real simple. Number one, very reputable, right? I say an email, you can look what Google says about us, right? You can see that my company's been around forever, right? These guys just started, right? God only knows how long they've been in business, right? Very small team, 1 to 10 employees, okay? You can't see any Google reviews or anything about this company, right? And at the end of the day, they're putting you in. I don't know.
Do they have to pay for that?
What? I mean, they should. Is it hard they used to have a Google business profile, like, because I was talking to my coworkers and they had a lot of bad reviews, but I think they hit it. So I think that's why you can't see it anymore, because they don't want people to, like, see the bad reviews of them, you know? And so I think that's part of why you can't see their Google business profile anymore. To shoot you straight.
Man.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm going to make sure you get the results. Like I said, Dave, you put your trust, you do this with me, I'm going to make sure you get the results and that my team. Because what you do, the difference between me and like a small team like that is you actually go through an assembly line with my team. So each different department is going to handle a certain aspect of this so that it doesn't get thrown through the cracks. Because if I tried to throw this whole situation, your whole account on just like one or two people, that's a lot of work, especially if you're a company like us or any other company that has like a lot of clients, right? So we have specialized teams to do one aspect, kind of like how a car is assembled, right? So the same thing, right, applies. You know, each team's going to do a certain aspect. There will be somebody behind the scenes though contacting you all the time as well, including myself, right, to handle all the paperwork, to make sure that the I's dotted, T's crossed. And at the end of the day, we want to retain you, Dej. So, you know, we're going to make sure to have a monthly call with you where we're going to go over your progress on everything, right, and make sure that you are successful. So am I the cheapest guy out there? Am I the most cheapest either? No. I'm definitely right there, right? But the nice thing is I'm throwing in two platforms with my basic package, right? We make our clients do the Facebook ads because it works, right? And once you see it and you experientialize it, you're going to be like, wow, I'm glad Matt, you know, told me to go this direction because, yeah, I'm getting jobs off of Facebook in addition to Google.
Okay. So let me go through this 2 hour meeting. Let me get my pen here. I'm going to ask them. First of all, let's figure out like 4 questions that I can ask them that will kind of expose them. And I think one of them is the Google business, right?
Yeah, let me see your Google business profile. I want to see your reviews. Why can't I find it? Why is it hidden? You guys say you're an SEO company, but you can't even see your Google business profile. What's up with that? Because if I type in PageHub in Stanton, that's where they're located, right? I can't find it. And I guess they have another little office in Tennessee, I guess they have. We own our own building, by the way. Our own commercial.
Oh, wow. That's huge.
Right. Yeah. So, again, we didn't become, like, we have the biggest clients out there in America. Like, I mean, like, I sent you all that. Did you go through my email? Like, it's all there.
No.
Right?
You know,
we have the biggest storage unit.
I did look at some of the stuff, though, and it's impressive. For sure. Dude, let me tell you what. My brother, so there are certain people in the world that are leaders and that have this mind to just be good at shit. You're that guy. You don't meet very many of them very often. And the reason I know this is because yesterday we were talking, you said, oh yeah, I looked at this, I watched paint. You've got your finger on the pulse of anything that could be pretend to you.
Totally.
Or not.
Totally.
That's why I'm
successful, like. And that's why I love what I do, because I help business. I've had a business before. Back in 2008, you know, I was actually helping people save their homes. And I had a loan modification company with a guy, and we literally saved like 3,000 homes in 2008.
Oh, that's
made
awesome.
A lot of money then, right? And,
yes,
you know, I've been on every side. I've been on every side of business, and I know what it's like for you guys to run a business and have expenses and have to pay this and have to pay that. So I get what you guys go through, right? You know, but I love what I do, and I love helping guys like you because, you know, I get to see all these businesses grow. You know, eventually maybe I might start my own business one day again, but, you know, I like sitting at my desk all day and just like talking to people and working with them to help them take their business to the next level. And that's what makes my job so exciting, is being there. And yeah, I've seen though a lot of guys, I kid you not though, Days, try different of my competitors, like 2-3 other guys before they get to me, right? And they're like, Matt, I wish I got you from the beginning. Sure. Right? Yeah, first, so I didn't have to go through this nightmare. So, you know, obviously you can't see their Google Business Profile. Let me see your Google Business Profile. I want to see all your reviews. They're going to be, like, shocked to even know any of that, right?
Yep.
Second thing, right, is, you know, you just say, look, I looked on your website. There's no way you guys have 42,000 clients. Like, even anybody in the space, the biggest companies out there, they don't even have close to that. That's impossible. There's not even 42,000 businesses that are on the first page of Google, let alone you have 42,000 clients. So why are you guys sitting there telling people that you have that many clients? Sorry, 28,000. Let me retract. 28,000 is what they say on their website.
So I'm going to write.
They don't have 28,000. That's mathematically impossible.
Yeah, the logistics. Yep.
Yeah, it's just not impossible. There's nobody in this space that has that many clients. It's not possible. They're lying. They're definitely lying on that.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate them lying on that. Like, they need to stop.
You're right, dude.
You
I
know?
Hate it when people put out a bad name for a type of industry, no matter what it is. And pest control is one of them. My daughter was in pest control. She was in the union at King Supers. It was a check girl in high school. And she had a great job. She had vacation. She'd been there like 3 years. She was working her way up. They wanted to make her a manager. And because we knew she wasn't going to college. And fucking she comes home one day and says, I quit my job. I'm like, what the fuck? Why? What, did you get, you have another one, right? She's like, no. I go, what are you going to do? She said, I don't know. I don't like that job. She got so pissed. She went into pest control, a girl, and she was the number one sales at Salia in Colorado.
Nice.
Yeah, dude, she was amazing. And she did it for 5 years.
Yeah, and I showed you my client, my
dude,
pest guy.
Dude, I know.
Lewis Pest. And Lewis Pest, no joke, has gone from one van to 13 vans.
To 13.
You can watch that video of him that we sat down with him. And he even talks about how he tried all these other SEO guys, Dej, before he got to us. So that's what I'm saying. Like, there's a lot of guys that try to mimic. Even PageHub tries to mimic what we do. But they don't got our secret sauce. Right? They don't have all the stuff that we do, right? And it was some guy that tried to, like, work with us and then start his own business. That's exactly how that worked, by the way. He used to work. The owner of PageHub used to work for our company. And then he said, I'm going to go do it myself, because he got greedy and, you know, he thought he could do what we do. And, you know, number one, you can't see their Google Business Profile. Number two, they're a small little operation. Even Google says they make $5 million, like, a year. And, you know, they're trying to say they have 24,000 clients, which is completely blatantly lying. And, you know, the main thing about it is, you know, you're only fishing in one pond. Look, if I thought it would be in your best interest to just get rid of the the Facebook ads and just do you just straight Google, I would have already mentioned that to you. But it's not in your best interest, nor would I ever recommend any of that. I don't let clients only do just Google with me. They have to do the Facebook. Why? We don't make any more money, by the way, on that Facebook. By you spending that extra $100 with Facebook, we're not making any money on that. That goes straight to Facebook. We collect the payment, but you're going to see exactly how that money is being spent. You'll see how many clicks you got. You'll see how many people responded to the ad. You'll see how many leads that come from that. We track everything on our dashboard. right? So you know exactly how many clients that come from Google. You know exactly how many clients that come from Facebook. You know exactly where they live. Like, our technology is really, really advanced when it comes to all the analytics. And we walk you through this on a month-to-month basis, too. So we're going to have that monthly call with you, Dej, right, to explain everything. Okay, Dej, you got 22 leads on Google. You got 13 calls from Facebook. Okay, how did all this work out for you?
Right.
And each lead, you can disposition each lead in our system, too, and, like, give us a status update on it. Not interested, not qualified, set appointment, on the job, right? Like, there's different dispositions you can put on each lead. So when we do have your monthly call, you can go through each lead very quickly. So you don't have to, like, you know, try and figure out, okay, what happened with this one? Well, what happened with that one, right? And then we're going to know based on how everything's performing for you on a month-to-month basis. Like I said, we could always add more fuel to the fire, but having both platforms, I'm telling you, sir, as long as I've been doing this, and I've been doing this many years now, right, Dej? As long as I've been doing this, there is nothing better than this package I'm giving you now. Sure, I can spend more money, get you more leads over time. That's not a problem either. But starting out, right, this is going to get you success two ways. It's going to be obviously emphasis on Google. Google's going to bring more leads than Facebook. But those Facebook leads, when they do call you, now they've seen you twice. They've seen you both on Google, and now they're seeing you on Facebook, and now finally responding, right, to call you.
Right.
Because the way we do the Facebook is to give the top of the mind.
Okay.
And to motivate them, right, to now call you. Okay. So, again, it's not mass blanketing Facebook. It's targeted Facebook, like I explained to you earlier, right? So all of that comes with it. I showed you how the website will create you, right? I show you how we have a tool that we're going to be able to get you five-star reviews on Google as well, right? Those reviews are going to be very important.
They do the same thing that you guys do, like set up that.
I think
just some ideas. Yeah, right. Just see, that's a guy, and this goes back to a guy like you. You've already sold me on the service. You don't have to sell me on the service. That's fine.
Yeah.
There's nothing you could say. My mind is going to do what it's going to do, and I've already, what I want to do, I want to ask these people these questions. I want to find a good reason to get rid of them. Because right now, I don't have a good reason because they're $100 less. Well, I do have a good reason because, well, number one, I like you. Number two, I think whoever does my business doesn't have to know it, but they have to understand it. Does that make sense?
Sure. Totally.
Because the guys that called me a couple, I had like three people call me, and they're like, oh yeah, well, you know, flat work and this and that. And I go, no, I don't do that. I don't do anything like that. And they're like, well, you do concrete work, right? Yeah, but it's different. Okay, you know, but they never could grasp it. Like, you didn't want to even hear it. And so I was like, all right. I said, yeah, well, thank you. You know, I'm not ready now. But the thing is you're sharp. And that's why I know. But I just got to justify that $300 a month.
Well, that $100 difference, like I said, we're the same price as them on the Google side. The only difference is you're paying an extra $100 for those Facebook ads, right? And you want those leads. I'm telling you, especially when we ramp up, because while we're working on stuff, you need Facebook working for you right away to bring in calls, because that's going to give you leads, right? With the other company, you have no other fishing pond to bring in leads while they're ramping it up, right? And so Facebook will at least do that for you, because we can go live quickly on the Facebook, whereas Google is going to take some time to get your Google business profile established. Like, everybody, it doesn't matter if it's me or that other company, it's going to take weeks to get your Google business profile established.
Right. A month at least.
And if they try to tell you they can do it any sooner, they're lying. Absolutely lying. That's why you got to be careful who you trust, Dej, right? So one thing that I love what I do, because I'm straightforward and honest with everybody, and, you know, there's guys out there that will lie, cheat, and steal and tell you everything under the sun, right? Yeah. Completely different than me, because they want to tickle your ears and they're just after your money. And then when you get with those guys, then you end up finding out, wow, man, I should have just gone with Matt, because, you know, he was honest with me. He didn't lie about anything. And now these guys, you know, because they try to tell me something I liked and tickled my ears, right? Mm-hmm. Now I'm in a worse situation. So to shoot you back, Dej, the one thing here is this, right? The Facebook way we do it, right, does produce results, right? Mm-hmm. Especially while we're ramping up, and it does get you business. You'll be shocked how much business Facebook will bring with that $100 ad spend on a month-to-month basis. You'll be shocked. But I can't,
right?
Like, I can't.
Yeah, there's no
more
metrics
to tell
yeah.
you. But if you watch that Lewis Pest video I sent you, he explained mm-hmm. everything. By the way, right?
Okay.
He explained.
I'll listen to it now.
How he
while
uses
I'm working.
He uses this package, right? And how Google works for him, how the Facebook ads work for him, right? And believe me, if the Facebook ads didn't work, we wouldn't do it. But the way we do it, it works. That's why it's included in our package. You're actually getting free management on those Facebook ads. You're getting us to use our proprietary technology on those Facebook ads, and we're not charging you a dime on that. You're paying the same amount with PageHub versus us, and we're a better company, hands down. Why?
Yeah, definitely, but I don't have the option to drop in the Facebook. That's the problem, right?
But we wouldn't bring you on if you wanted to.
But I'm just telling you.
We wouldn't bring you on if you did that anyways. Look, Dej, we don't, like, I'm going to be honest with you, Dej, whether you do business with me or not will not make or break me. I got 1,400 clients.
Oh, of course not. No, dude. I'm surprised you're spending
this
much time with me.
But my point is, but you as a business owner, don't think about this just so much as money. If you have a cheap mindset on stuff like this, then you're going to get cheap results. But look, the reason why we force you to do the Facebook ads, because it works. Again, we're not making any money on those Facebook ads. We only make $199 a month off of you, FYI. Okay? That $100 gets, we collect it, it gets straight into Meta's pocket. Let me repeat that. That $100 goes straight to Meta after we collect the payment and we spend $100 a month on those Facebook ads. So you are spending $100 a month on Facebook ads. So $100 goes to Meta, and then $199 goes to Local Splash to keep you on the first page of Google. That's where your money's going on a month-to-month basis. Okay? Now, does the Facebook ads produce enough fruit for you to spend $100 a month? Absolutely. Or we wouldn't do it.
No, one job it. Because you know my money.
Exactly. Imagine
there's,
if I got
there's
you
a thing that
imagine
you guys
if I got you one job a month off Facebook. I mean, come on. Like, you'd be like, jeez, I'm so glad I freaking let Matt talk me into that, because that's the kind of results that Facebook will bring for your business. Just to shoot you straight, Lewis spends like several hundreds of dollars a month on Facebook. So it's working. I got a couple guys that spend like $2,000-$3,000 a month on Facebook alone. Reason why we only spend $100 out the gate is because I'm not here to get you to spend a ton of money either. I'm trying to get you at the best rate. My rate's the same as PageHub.
If I wish you had a lower one to start, because I fucking do that right now. But I got to get this one canceled. Because here's the deal.
Go
that
cancel
stupid
it.
Angie's.
I mean, you have 3 days
am,
prior to
refusing.
I told you, send an email. You have to send an email to protect yourself, because just in case they try to play games with you, you know, you have to have
and
an
I will.
Email.
I'm going to go through the phone call with these guys. I want to talk to them, and I want to –
Because, look, if you don't move forward with me, I'm going to get another guy, and then I'm going to outbeat PageHub with that other guy, and you're not going to be the guy that gets on that first page, right? And I'm shooting you straight, because, like, I'm not a guy that plays, as you can tell. So, but I want you as a client.
I like that.
You're the guy that you and
I know, buddy. I know.
In.
I want you to do my shit. Yeah, I want you to do my shit, too.
Don't get,
all right,
don't
let me, no,
over
I'll tell you
a
what.
Penny Don't trip over that penny, that $100 to you know. Just get them to give you your money back.
Here's what I need, and I'm gonna just tell you because I'm an old guy. I'm 57. So when I started my businesses, I would put an ad in the paper, double bold, $6.99 driveway, $3.99 patio special, either one because they were usually double. And you could do that. It's kind of a scam, but anyway, I would put it in for 5 days. That would keep me busy for a month. It would cost me, you know, whatever, $150 back then. Probably be like $300 now, $500 now. But it was worth it to me because then I got jobs. The next day it would come out, I would get a check. So I would collect money, you know, 25% on flat work. I need this business. I just need people to call me. Hey, this is what I have. I just need I don't want like Angie. This motherfucker send me a text that I got to link into, and then I got to get into my app, and I got to do this to get the fucking phone number. And I told the guy, I said, just text me them, just send me the number. He sends me the zip code, and he said the whole job with redacted everything but the zip code. And I'm like, hey motherfucker, what do you think I'm gonna do with that? So he sent me the number, but I had to ask him like 6 times, send me the phone number, send me the phone number, send me the phone number. And I was just fighting with him. So I already know these guys are going to be worthless, but I spent $750 and that's the way it is. So hopefully I can just get enough, 2 jobs from that $750 I spent and it'll pay it back. Actually one probably would, but 2. So I'm not worried about your dollars returning. If you give me 2 jobs out of that $400, $300 a month, then I'm then I'm good. So you have me 1 job.
Absolutely.
So, right? But,
having 2 platforms versus one is definitely going to help you in the long run is what it basically breaks down to.
Okay.
And so that little extra money that you're spending, it's not going to misuse. It's not going into more into our pocket, as you can tell. Like, I just broke down how the money's broken down. So it's just giving you more opportunity. And that's why we do it for our clients.
Yep. I think I'm going to just when they call me at 1, well, I'm going to cancel with them. I'm going to send them, follow up with an email. The thing that sucks is, I don't know, I pulled out of my IRA so that I could breathe during this time and start my business. And I was going to start it April 15th. Anyway, it's been going, all that bullshit, but I've been spending money out of that. And I, now I'm at a point where I don't want to spend any more money out of it. I would like to see, you know, I've been putting money back in it, but right now I'm pretty much even because I haven't been working every day. I've just been kind of dicking around. I need, I need work pretty quick. What is that going to look like?
It's going to take, that's where the Facebook ads are going to come in handy, because with anybody, it takes several weeks just to get the Google business profile established. It's fast because we got to get all this documents. We got to work with Google. You got to do a video. Just get your Google business profile established. It takes several weeks. That's number one. Number two, to get you ranking from once your Google business profile. So the first 30 days, even on Google, is a lot of like foundational work. That's where your Facebook ads are really going to pull. You will not get no leads at all with any company. Doesn't matter who you go to, the first 30 days on Google. Not happening.
Right.
Okay? And that's a question you should ask them. If they lie to you on that, then dude, that tells you a lot about a company.
And companies will tell you, you'll
get results. What's results? Are you going to get calls? Right? Again, the Facebook ads are really going to help. So let's do this, man. Okay. Talk to them. Let me ask you. You can be straight up with me. Are you going to move forward with me, or like, what are we at?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm going to move forward with you. I'm going to switch for sure.
Perfect.
Yeah, you're too fucking good.
I'll
give you $100 if you want. So hold it, so you know. Want to do that?
No, I'm fine. When do you want to schedule another call? That's what I'm saying.
No, right after this call today. I'm going to call. I have a 1 to 1:45 today with them to onboard. Yeah. I'm sure it'll be shorter because I'm going to knock it. You know, not do it. I'm going to cancel. Then I'm going to follow up with an email, and then I hope I don't have to go to my bank because they charge me.
Okay.
But I have the money. That's not the problem.
Okay.
I have the
money. How about you want to like schedule like 3 o'clock, excuse me, like, you want to do like, how about 3 o'clock your time? You want to schedule?
3 o'clock, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's
do a 3 o'clock.
I'll be driving to get my son, but I can do that.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to move you to 3, so which is obviously going to be 2 my time, okay, because you're 1 hour ahead, your
right.
mountain time, okay, and then we'll go ahead and talk then, okay?
Yep.
I'll call you,
yep.
I'll call you around 3.
Hmm? Yeah, so we'll get this going today.
Okay, perfect.
Yep. Man, it's $300 a month, though. And I have to commit to that in three months. All right, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
I just need 3 month commitment. It's $299 a month. Like I said, it's not going to kill you. It's going to work in your favor.
Nice.
Trust me, that's when the Facebook ads are going to really help you, especially the first month, right? While everybody's working
man,
on
you're
it.
Awesome,
when I'm working
dude.
On it.
You're
fucking you know?
Awesome.
So
you're great. Yeah.
Appreciate
man,
that.
Don't
Dave.
Show any
I really
pressure.
Do.
I can get my own work. I mean, I can hustle up work here. Until you guys
yeah.
get it going. It's not a big deal. I'm just kind of fantasy yeah. inside. But that's my
yeah.
normal.
I'm
going
to hold your hand, man.
Gotta
like
have
I said, you just need to take a day.
Yeah, you're
breath.
Awesome,
$300
dude.
A month is not going to kill you. It's not being misused.
No,
it's not. You're not paying more for
yeah.
this. You're actually, you're putting
yeah, you're
more
paying,
in
yeah.
because you're getting two platforms now working for your favor. Again, I can't get
right.
rid of the
right.
I can't get rid of the Facebook ads because we know and we believe in it. We've been doing the Facebook ads for 13 years now, and they work.
Right.
They work the way we
yeah.
do it because
no,
we
I do.
People.
I was just trying to be a cheap ass. It's the right way to go.
Everybody
you guys
does.
Doing the right thing. You're
yeah.
You know, I'm just trying to get the bargain basement deal to get my foot in. But honestly,
totally.
Your 300 is going to be worth 600 to me because I feel that you're sincere
yeah.
about what you're doing for me.
Appreciate it.
Dude, I really do.
Cool.
Yeah. And
totally.
I know you have to tell 13,000 people that, but you know, our mm-hmm. clients or whatever you guys have a large amount of people mm-hmm. but I believe it. So. That's all
okay.
that matters, right?
So I'll call you, Dave, at 3 o'clock your time. Good
yeah.
luck on that call.
3 o'clock,
and
we're
going to
finish
definitely...
this up. Hey, yeah. Also,
exactly.
I have all these pictures. That when you
yeah.
said that, and I was thinking, I didn't want to... I take those pictures, like you said, and I have pictures exactly from the same location of that job, that octagon. I just didn't have time to send them because we were in, like, fast mm-hmm. going... yesterday, but when we do this, mm-hmm. I'm going to link the guy who does the web page to that app or to that album. And there's like 700
yeah.
pictures in there. Yeah. If you know, and, or not even that many. I should probably, there's
yeah.
plenty. I take
gotcha.
Pictures of every job before and after. And,
okay.
and,
yeah,
yeah, I've got beautiful examples.
Perfect.
You're
yeah. That'll
see.
Help us. And then we can put that on the website like I showed you, but let's definitely talk about
that's
it at
right.
3.
Yep.
Okay. And then
okay.
I'll call you then.
Yep.
Good luck on that call. And then
yep.
I look forward to
oh,
talking to
yeah.
you today at 3. Okay?
Yep. Well, I'll have my card ready. We'll knock this out.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Matt. You're awesome. And when you call me back, you got to tell me where you went to school. Bye.
Okay. Absolutely. I'll talk to you.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
All right.
Bye.